With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Great Lakes Center Tribal Council's plans to build an adolescent recovery and wellness center in the town of Cajun were derailed when the Oneida County Planning and Zoning Committee rejected their permit after opposition from the local town government. The council is appealing the decision before the Board of Adjustment and had its first meeting last week, which WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed attended.
In Cajun, some residents and the local government have opposed plans for an adolescent recovery and wellness center by the Great Lakes Intertribal Council, or GLITCI, a 501c3 nonprofit organization made up of tribes in Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The towns of Cajun and Little Rice both passed resolutions against the proposed center. In April, the Oneida County Planning and Zoning Committee voted to reject the permit for the center. Last week, GLITCI appealed the decision before the Board of Adjustment, and ultimately decided they needed more time and information before they could make their decision. The board will meet on July 25th to discuss the conditions of GLITCI's permit application and make their official decision. They asked GLITCI representatives about the center's potential impact on neighboring property values, public safety, funding and staffing plans, as well as why the center wasn't built on tribal land. Committee members asked if GLITCI would transfer the property into a sovereign trust later, depriving the town of tax benefits. Representatives from the proposed center reiterated that they did not plan to do so, and that in fact, the process would be incredibly arduous and take upwards of 10 years. Patty Francoeur, town chair of Cajun, said that the town wants all tribes affiliated with GLITCI to sign a waiver, stating that they will not pursue a sovereign trust for the property, which GLITCI won't agree to.
Although they kept saying transparency, I don't feel that that was, we didn't feel that that's what we were getting. Too many questions.
Brian Bainbridge is the CEO of GLITCI.
At least in this meeting, it wasn't so glaring of maybe a thought or a bias towards the project or proposed project. And I think the facts are showing.
He said that ultimately they want to help grow and heal the community by providing more resources while maintaining the values of the Northwoods. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Oneida County.
A plane went down in Land O'Lakes Sunday, but no serious injuries were reported. The Vilas County 911 Center received a call at 11:15 Sunday morning reporting the airplane crash in the area of County Highway B and the Land O'Lakes Post Office. The 67-year-old woman from Watersweet, Michigan, flying the plane did not suffer any injuries. A passenger did have a minor injury that was treated at the scene. Investigation is underway as to what caused the crash. A number of agencies provided assistance at the scene. Campgrounds across the Northwoods are filled with visitors this week. The Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest is reminding people to do their part to prevent wildfires. Veronica Hinke is the public affairs officer for the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest.
Make sure that your campfire is completely out cold. If it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave it. So douse it good with water. Make sure you cover it up with dirt, with a shovel, you know, that you have with you when you're camping, to make sure that you get your fire out really good and cold.
Only you can prevent wildfires is a classic line from Smokey Bear. Smokey is turning 80 years old this year. In honor of that celebration, artwork from the late 90s will be on display at the Pioneer Park Historical Complex this week.
Rudolph Wendelin, also known as Rudy Wendelin, was at one time a U.S. Forest Service artist. That was his job, and he was responsible for creating the portraits of Smokey Bear for many years, and they're some of my favorites. They're color portraits, and he made them to tell the message that is so important.
The artwork will be on display July 2nd through the 7th. The opening reception is Tuesday night from 5 until 7. The artwork is available for viewing anytime the Pioneer Park Historical Complex is open. Environmentalists are challenging Michigan regulators' approval of plans to encase a portion of an aging oil pipeline that runs beneath a channel connecting two Great Lakes. The Environmental Law and Policy Center and the Michigan Climate Action Network filed the appeal in a state appellate court Thursday. The groups argue the State Public Service Commission failed to properly consider alternatives to the tunnel that would minimize climate impacts. Enbridge Energy wants to encase a section of its Line 5 pipeline that crosses the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac in a tunnel to mitigate effects of any spills. The Public Service Commission approved the $500 million plan in December. An officer involved shooting in central Wisconsin left a suspect wounded. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into the shooting in the town of Big Flats in Adams County Saturday afternoon. Just after 3 p.m., deputies received a call about a driver high on narcotics and armed. They found the vehicle about an hour later, and several short pursuits took place. During a pursuit, the driver fired at police and law enforcement shot back. The suspect was injured and taken to a hospital for critical injuries. No one else was hurt. A state of emergency has been declared across Wisconsin due to storms that produced tornadoes, high winds, and flooding. Governor Tony Evers signed the order Friday. He said communities across the state have been affected by the impacts of severe weather, and we want to make sure people and communities have the support they need. The governor's declaration comes after several rounds of storms that swept through the state from June 21st to June 25th and caused widespread tree and structural damage, road washouts, power outages, and flooding. The National Weather Service confirmed 10 tornadoes occurred in 9 counties. Some areas saw roughly 5 to 6 inches of rain. Wisconsin Emergency Management has been working with counties to assess damage and determine resources needed to speed recovery efforts. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.